Where are you at, mister?
Just north of the Z Bridge, heading down 75. What happened? Where did you go?
I don't know. I might not have had the thing locked. I thought maybe your power popped, but I might have actually touched the screen and switched VFOs. Not sure.
That's the bummer about those, you know, you got lots of controls up on them, so they don't throw your game off. We were laughing. I said, you must have gotten wrecked.
Yeah, I thought you popped the fuse, because everything, like the squelch came out like there was nothing, you know what I mean? No more contact, and so I thought, well, maybe my fuse popped, so I cleared out of there. And I just now thought, well, I'll call again, and I looked like I had maybe, and I don't know how it switched it, because I'm just holding the side of it and touching, keying it up, you know, but I'll have to figure out where the lock is, how to use it on this HD. Sorry about that. KB8OE, K-A-T-E-K.
I'm waiting for that breaker thing to come, and then I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a fuse buddy, so I can tap into that ignition source to run a relay and a couple external fuses and just hook that 50-watt monoband Kenwood up in here. That old antique radio of my buddy Chuck's. He's been gone for quite a while. But it's a 50-watt rig, and then I have to direct enter program it. But listen, I got the programming cable for those little radios like you got, and that'll take that second VFO or memory, and it'll make it so it don't, so it doesn't try to play two different repeaters at once on you. You'll be able to take care of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. You've got a lot more experience. I've got very little. But the whole thing is, it's like, you know, this HT has two VFOs too. But I'm just on the 381 right now, and I'm not having the echoing problems I'm having with that Banjoey, so I don't understand how it works just because both VFOs are on. You know, if it's supposed to be on the one, I don't know why the other one influences it. You'll have to explain to me some other time.
A quick rundown. It's dual watch, just like a crossband repeater, but that rig won't crossband. But that's the beauty of those radios. That's why I like them, and I like these, because I can rapid fire different repeaters on this one. That one you have to get into one or the other VFOs. But if you're running each one on a different repeater, these repeaters have an audio delay for a ka-chunk filter of some sort. They run an audio delay board. So if you're listening on two separate repeaters, you're getting them on two different timelines. They're like, anywhere from maybe 100 milliseconds on up to about 500 millisecond delay. So a half a second, maybe even a full second delay. But you don't hear that normally. But if you're listening, you're hearing me on two separate machines with two different delays. So it sounds like a delay model for like a guitar audio speech. It sounds like a delay where you're hearing a second voicing.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. Hey, by the way, the last two, three trips back to the bees, I wasn't so sure at first because I haven't seen them bringing pollen in, but yesterday and today when I went back there, I mean, if I put my ear up on the box and give a tap, I hear that resonance, that like that. So I'm pretty doggone sure I've got a swarm in there, but I've got bees again.
There's a bonus plan right there, let me tell you. You want to take 81 or 46? Okay, so that's a bonus plan there. So if you want to, you've got drones in the area. Have you talked to the other dude locally that has them?
No, I think he's been up north, because Cheryl saw a Facebook post where they're up north, and I haven't seen him walking up and down a street every day, which he always does, come rain or shine, you know. Anyway, first time I see him, I'll holler and talk about it, but, you know, see how his bees, wink, wink, are doing. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got a colony running now, and they're guarding the entrance. I closed it off to where they only have a small entrance, and they're guarding it, and they're flying out like they're, like they dropped their payload. They took off like a little fighter jet, whereas when they're full of honey and stuff, they kind of are lazy when they move up out of there, you know. So I'm pretty doggone sure, and like I said, last night and then this morning when I put my ear up on the box of tap, I could hear that telltale sound where there's a bunch of bees. Oops, sorry, timed out, and you get that buzz. So, yeah, it looks like I've got bees once again. Pretty awesome.